弟兄姊妹平安
Brothers and sisters, peace.
我们今天讲到的题目是逾越节的代替神学
The title of today's sermon is the substitutionary theology of Passover.
我们今天讲到的经文呢是出埃及记的第十二章
The scripture of today's sermon will be Exodus chapter 12.
在开始讲到之前呢我让大家来猜一个东西
Before we start the sermon,I want you guys to guess for a thing.
第一呢，这是一个大家非常熟悉的节日。
First, this is something everyone is very familiar with.
第二点呢，在过这个节日的时候呢，这个各家各户的这个门框呢，颜色要变成红色。
Second, when observing this festival, everyone's doorframe and doorpost will be painted red.
第三点呢，过这个节日的时候呢，讲究那天晚上不能睡觉，要守夜。
At the third point, when observing this festival, you cannot sleep, but have to stay up all night.
第四点呢，传说中会有一个神秘的怪物，在这一天晚上呢，到家里去吃小孩子。
And the fourth point, by legend, there will be a mysterious monster that will come to your home and eat your child.
大家猜到这个熟悉的节日是什么节日了吗？这个猜到的人举手。
Can you guess what festival this is? If you guessed it, raise your hand.
现在公布答案。
Now release the answer.
这个大家非常熟悉的节日呢，是中国春节。
This festival that everyone is very familiar with is the Chinese New Year.
我们过春节的时候呢，门框要变成红颜色的。
When we observe the Chinese New Year, our door frame will become red.
当然呢，在中国呢是贴纸，然后纸上呢会写春联。
But in China, will be put on the paper.
春节的除夕夜呢，这个按照传统是要守夜的，是不睡觉的。
The night before the Chinese New Year, by tradition, we are to stay up and not sleep.
然后呢，传说中这个有一个神秘的怪兽叫做年兽，在除夕夜呢，要到各家各户可能会吃小孩子。
And by legend, there will be a mysterious monster that's called the monster of Nian that will go to everyone's house and eat their child.
有多少人刚才猜错了?
Did anyone guess it wrong?
是不是刚才的描述跟这个逾越节非常的像?
Is that description very similar to the Passover?
有这个神学家呢就很震惊，这个其实几百年前就已经发现这个中国的春节和这个以色列人过的逾越节呢，有很多的习俗是非常接近的。
The theologists become shocked when they notice that Chinese New Year have very much similarities to the Jewish Passover.
那么到底在神学上这两个节日有什么样的联系？现在还在研究的这个进程中。
In theology, what connection does the two festivals have in connection? They are still studying on that.
我们开始之前呢，一起做一个祷告。
Before we start, let us pray.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
Dear Abba Father,
我们感谢你，你赐给我们儿女的权柄，让我们来到你的面前来敬拜你。
Thank you for allowing us to come in front of you to worship you.
求你此时此刻就临在我们中间，你的圣灵就充满我们每一个人。
May you be with us, your spirit fill all of us.
感谢你赐给我们这样宝贵的话语，让我们来更多的认识你，也省察我们自己。
Thank you for giving us your words.Let us know you more.
感谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Lord, thank you. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
大家有这个犹太人的朋友吗？
Does anyone have Hebrew Israeli friends?
我也有。
I have.
我就观察到一个事实啊，这个向犹太人的朋友去传福音，这个非常困难的事情。
I found out a thing that is.To pass the gospel to Israel friends, it will be very difficult.
但是在这个上个世纪第二次世界大战期间
But during last century, during the Second World War,
有一个在欧洲呢，这个地位很显赫的犹太学者，他是罗马那个城市的首席拉比。
There is a distinguished Jewish scholar.That is in Rome, a chief rabbi.
他的名字叫做以色列佐利。
His name is Israel Zoli.
他精通希伯来圣经。
is well versed with the Hebrew Bible.
一生研究旧约圣经。
He studied the Hebrew scriptures for his life.
结果呢，有一天在这个一年一度很隆重的赎罪日那天。
And during that, the Passover festival.
他在主持这个仪式的时候呢，他看到一个异象，耶稣呢亲自向他显现。
That he saw a sign that Jesus has appeared in front of him.
这个后来呢，他的全家都受洗归入了基督。
Afterwards, his whole family had baptized and become the believer of Christ.
后来别人问他的时候呢，他这样解释的。
When others asked him, he explains it this way.
他说他花了数十年研究逾越节的仪式。
He said he has spent decades studying the Passover rituals.
然后他说我越研究就越看见，这一切呢都是指向的同一位。
He said the more I studied, the more I saw all of these point to one person.
逾越节的每一个细节都是那个人的影子。
Every detail of the Passover is a shadow of that man.
这个人是谁呢？
Who is this person?
就是耶稣基督。
That is Jesus Christ.
我们今天讲到呢，分成三个部分。
There are three parts of today's sermon.
第一部分呢，是无瑕的羔羊。
The first part is a spotless lamb.
第二部分是门楣上的血。
The second part is the blood on the doorpost.
第三部分呢，是出行与纪念。
The third part is the exodus and memorial.
我们先来看第一部分，无瑕的羔羊。
I see the first point, the spotless lamb.
我们一起来读出埃及记十二章这个一二两节。
Let us read Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 to 2.
耶和华在埃及地晓谕摩西、亚伦说：“你们要以本月为正月，为一年之首。”
The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in Egypt, "This month is to be for you the first month of your year."
世界各国的这个新年，特别是正月第一个月呢，通常都是在这个冬天。为的是纪念太阳的回归。
For most countries, the first months of their year are during the end of winter. That is to a memorial for the return of the sun.
太阳的回归呢，对于一个农业社会是非常重要的。
The return of the sun is very important for agriculture society.
我早先我就非常奇怪，这个犹太人的正月是已经春暖花开的时候，已经太阳早已经回来的时候。
I also wondered.That the first month for Jewish is during the summer.
原因是什么呢？
Why is that?
因为这个正月，或者说这个一年的开始，不是为了纪念太阳的回归。
But that is because this first month is not in recognition of the return of the sun.
而是纪念人与神正常关系的回归。
But in memorial of the return, reconciliation of man and God.
我们一起来读第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
你们吩咐以色列全会众说，本月初十日，个人要按着父家取羊羔，一家一只。
Tell the whole community of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, each man is to take a lamb for his family, one for each household.
为什么神要让摩西亚伦去告诉以色列人家，每一家要准备一只羊羔呢？
Why does God tell Moses and Aaron that all Israelites are to prepare a lamb for each house.
我们读圣经，我们知道神呢已经准备降下十灾中最后一个，也是最严重的一个灾。
When we read the Bible, we know that God is getting ready to cast the last plague.
这个时候呢，一家准备一只羊羔，是为了要让神在那一天晚上要越过他们，要逾越他们，要跳过他们。
At this time, God asked the Israelites to prepare the lamb so that he will pass over during the time of the plague.
而且我们发现呢，准备的是一只羊羔，这个羊在这些人所熟悉的动物里面，在这些家畜里面，可能是最温顺，可能是最没有攻击性，可能象征着最善良的那样一个小动物。
We notice that they are to take lamb, which of all livestock are the most gentle and least aggressive.
而且神呢是告诉他们每家都要准备一只。
And God said that each household is to prepare one.
每一家呢，或者说每一个人呢，都要在这个过程里面，跟神建立关系。
That is, every person are to make a connection with God.
我们一起来读第五节。
Let us read verse 5.
你们的羊羔要无残疾公的，一岁之内的，你们可以从绵羊里或山羊里取用。
The animals you choose must be a year old male without defect, and you may take them from the sheep or the goats.
这里特别讲呢，这个羊羔是完美无瑕的。
Especially said that the lamb must be without defect.
为什么一定要完美无瑕的？
Why does that be without defect?
我们知道这个牧民啊，他们通常不太杀牲畜。
We know that the shepherds normally don't kill their livestock.
特别是不杀这个很小的牲畜。
Especially the livestock that are very young.
因为这个不经济。
Because it is not economically efficient.
如果是要杀的话，也会挑那个有残疾的，这个将来可能长不大的来杀。
Even if they do have to kill, they will be killing those with the defect that have less chance to grow into their adulthood.
但是这个时候呢，神命令他们要准备这样一只一岁以内的羔羊，而且是完美无瑕的羔羊。
But now if God commanded them that they are to prepare a lamb that are without defect and spotless.
因为这只羔羊是要来代替别人这个遭受这种灾害的。
It is because this lamb is to be put in substitution for others that will be experiencing this plague.
只有这个更加完美的代替物才可以代替不完美的人。
Only one that is perfect and spotless can use in substitution of the ones that are not perfect.
我们一起来读第六节。
Let's read verse 6.
要留到本月十四日，在黄昏的时候，以色列全会众把羊宰了。
Take care of them until the 14th day of the month, when all the members of the community of Israel must slaughter them at twilight.
这个地方呢，是说全会众都要一起把这个羊宰了。
In here it says all the members of the community must slaughter them.
要流血。
That blood must be shed.
要牺牲生命。
That life must be sacrificed.
而且我们读新约的时候，我们会发现呢，这个日子和时间跟耶稣基督在十字架上的受难是一模一样的。
When we read the New Testament, we notice that the time and the date are exactly the same as when Jesus died on the cross.
我们来到今天讲到的第二部分。
Now we get to the second part of today's sermon.
就是门楣上的血。
That is the blood on the doorpost.
一起来读第七节。
Let us read verse 7.
各家要取一些血，涂在吃羊羔的房屋左右的门框上，并房顶的横木上。
They are to take some of the blood and put it on the sides and tops of the doorframe of the house where they eat the lambs.
这个羊已经被杀死了。
This lamb is already killed.
但是这不是全部。
But this is not all.
还要求各家各户呢要把这个羊的血要涂在每家的门框上面。
I also request that each household take the blood of the lamb and put it on the doorframe.
就好像你只知道这个羊羔死了，但是并没有把它的死亡标记在你的这个家门口，这个还是没有效果的。
It is like that you know the lamb is dead, but if you didn't take the blood and mark your doorpost, it is not going to come in effect.
就像很多人知道2000年前耶稣基督死了。
That is like many people know Jesus Christ died 2000 years ago.
这个牧师告诉他呢，耶稣基督是为在他那个时代之前，他那个时代，还有他时代之后，包括我们死的。
That the pastor tell people Jesus Christ died for people before, during, and after him.
但是我们还需要让耶稣基督他的这样的宝血是应用在我们的身上。
And now we need to take Jesus Christ's blood and make it effective on our life.
就好像是把这个羔羊的血要涂在这个门框之上。
It is like taking the lamb's blood and pin it over the door frames.
我们一起来读十一节。
Let us read verse 11.
你们吃羊羔，当腰间束带，脚上穿鞋，手中拿杖，赶紧的吃，这是耶和华的逾越节。
This is how you are to eat, with your cloak tucked into your belt, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover.
在三千多年前，那样一个生产力很低下的社会。
In 3,000 years ago, where their productivity is really low.
这个要杀一只羊羔，那是一个很隆重，大家很欢乐，可能是一个这个很放松的一个节日。
To kill a lamb is a very important festival where everyone become relaxed.
但是在这里呢，神要求他们不是放松享受的时候。
But in here, by God's command, it is not for them to relax.
要让他们腰间束腰，脚上穿着鞋，手中还要拿着杖，而且是要赶紧的吃。
That they are to have their belt, have their sandals on their feet, and hold their staff, and to eat in a haste.
这好像是军队出征之前这样的一个准备。
It is like an army before it's going to war.
我们来读第十二节。
Let us read verse 12.
因为那夜我要巡行埃及遍地，把埃及地一切投生的，无论是人是牲畜，都击杀了，并要败坏埃及一切的神。我是耶和华。
On that same night, I will pass through Egypt and strike down every firstborn of both people and animal. And I will bring judgment on all the gods of Egypt. I am the Lord.
神为了要让法老允许这些希伯来人离开，已经降下好几个灾害了。
To make the Pharaoh agree with the Hebrews leaving, God has already landed several plagues.
这个第十灾也是最后一个最沉重的灾。
Now come the tenth plague, which is the last and the one strikes most heavy.
这埃及地一切的人或者牲畜，他头一个生的孩子要被击杀。
That is of all person and animal, the firstborn will be killed.
有孩子的人都能够体会，那是一个多么痛苦的事情。
Anyone with a child can understand how painful it will be.
那是因为埃及的法老心里一直刚硬，他一直不允许希伯来人离开那里。
But because the Pharaoh have hardened his heart, not allowing the Hebrews to leave.
最后呢，他面对这样严重的后果。
Now he'll face this devastating consequence.
而且埃及呢，是一个偶像崇拜多神的宗教社会。
And Egypt worship many idols.
神在这里说，我要败坏埃及一切的神，这里其实都是假神。
In here, God says that he's going to judgment on all gods of Egypt, which are the false gods.
要让不光是埃及人，也包括是希伯来人，来认识我是耶和华。
So that not only the Egyptians, but also the Israelites will know that I am the Lord.
我们一起来读第十三节。
Now let us read verse 13.
这血要在你们所住的房屋上做记号，我一看见那血就越过你们。我打击埃及地的时候，灾殃必不临到你们身上灭你们。
The blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. No destructive plague will touch you when I strike Egypt.
这个血，这个羔羊的血是涂在房屋上面做了记号。
This is the blood of the lamb.Are to be painted on the house as a mark.
然后那天晚上呢，神或者说是神的使者，他在埃及地到处这个游行的时候。
And on that night, the angels of God, when going through Egypt,
他不是看这个房子里面的人，他们今天祷告了没有。
They don't see if the person inside the house has prayed.
他不是看这个房子里面的人。他们今天感觉属灵上面是不是亲近神
？I don't see if the person inside the house are spiritually close to God.
他甚至也不是看这家人是不是一直都在做好事。
I don't see if the person is doing good deeds.
这里说呢，他一看见那个血，他就会越过这一家人。
In here it says that once he see the blood, he will pass over.
很多时候我们会在乎，哎呀，我的属灵的这个感受。好像不够亲近神。
Many times that we worry our spiritual self is not close enough to God.
有的时候我们觉得好像我们做了错事，没有一直在做好事。
Sometimes you feel you keep doing the wrong deeds and do not the good deeds.
但是这个时候呢，神是说，他要看见那个血，只要有那个血在， 这一家人就是得救的。
When you hear God says, he will look for the blood. As long as the blood is there, the house will be passed over.
就关键，就像对于今天的我们来说，你有没有耶稣基督的宝血涂抹在你的身上，这个是最关键的事情。
So、the most important part for us today, do we have the blood of Jesus Christ on us?
我们一起来读第十四节。
Let us read verse 14.
你们要纪念这日，守为耶和华的节，作为你们世世代代永远的定例。
This is a day you are to commemorate. For the generations to come, you shall celebrate it as a festival to the Lord, a lasting ordinance.
而且呢，不光是这一次，他们要离开埃及地，有这样的逾越节。
It is not only once when they leave Egypt, they will have the Passover.
而且神命令他们以后世世代代，到现在已经有3000多年的时间了。每一年都要纪念神是怎么样因着羔羊的血而逾越了他们。
But it's to commemorate for generations that to celebrate how the God has passed over them by the blood of the Lamb.
这个逾越节的规定呢，不光是为了当时要让这个法老允许他们离开。
The rituals of Passover is not only at the time to make the Pharaoh allow the Israelites to leave.
而且更重要的是要预表之后大概1500年的时间，耶稣基督神的独生子为我们在十字架上流血牺牲。
But moreover, it is a prophecy that in about 1500 years later, Jesus Christ will die on the cross.
耶稣基督的死就像那个羔羊的死一样，是代替人原本要面对的这样的情况。
The death of Jesus Christ is just as the lamb.That is to in substitute of people to face the punishment of sin.
在新约的哥林多前书5:7这里说，所以你们既出去旧教，务要清洁，因为你们是新面，因为我们逾越节的羔羊基督已经被杀献祭了。
In 1 Corinthians 5:7, for Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. Therefore, let us keep the festival.
在约翰福音1:29，这个是谁说的呢？是施洗约翰看见耶稣到他那里，就说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
In John 1:29, said by John the Baptist, the next day John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world."
就像这个罗马城的首席拉比佐利。他研究了旧约圣经，研究这个逾越节的这些细节，后来他就发现这一切的这个影子呢，都是指向耶稣基督的。
It's like in Rome, the chief rabbi, when he studied the Passover, he realized that everything is pointing to Jesus Christ.
我们来到今天讲到的第三个部分。
Now we come to a third point.
就是出行与纪念。
That is the Exodus and the memorial.
我们一起来读第21节。
Let us read verse 21.
摩西召了以色列的众长老来，对他们说：“你们去，按着你们的家口取羊羔，把这逾越节的羊宰了。”
Then Moses summoned all the elders of Israel and said to them, "Go at once and select the animals for your family and slaughter the Passover lamb."
前面呢是神告诉摩西要怎么样去指示以色列人。
Before it was God commanding Moses on how to instruct the Israelites.
这时候摩西呢告诉大家，现在就是时间了，去把这个羊羔宰了吧。
And now it is Moses giving instructions to the Israelites that now is the time to slaughter the lamb.
我们一起来读22节。
Let us read verse 22.
拿一把牛膝草，蘸盆里的血，打在门楣上，并左右的门框上。你们谁也不可出家门，直到早晨。
Take a bunch of hyssop, dip it into the blood of the basin, and put some of the blood on the top and both sides of the doorframe. None of you shall go out the door of your house until morning.
羊羔已经死了。
The lamb is already dead.
就像是耶稣基督已经死了。
It's like Jesus Christ is already dead.
但是这里呢，还需要把他的血。打在门框上。
But in here, they still needed to take the blood and pin it on the doorframe.
我们一起来读二十三节。
Let us read verse 23.
因为耶和华要巡行击打埃及人，他看见写在门楣上并左右的门框上，就必越过那门，不许灭命的进去击打你们的房屋。
When the Lord goes through the land and strike down the Egyptians, he will see the blood on the top and the sides of the doorframe, and will pass over the doorway, and he will not permit the destroyer to enter your houses and strike you down.
就像我前面说的，这个他要逾越还是不逾越，击打还是不击打，不是看你的这个情绪怎么样。
It's like we said before, to pass over or not, to strike or not, it doesn't regard your feeling.
也不是看你有没有好好读圣经，有没有好好祷告。
And it's not in regard of if you have prayers or you're reading Bible.
甚至也不是看你是不是每个星期都去聚会。
And it doesn't even see if you go to the church every week.
也不是看你有没有读很多的书，读很多的哲学。
It doesn't see if you have read a lot of books.
也不是看你是不是都在做好事，都在积德行善。
It doesn't see if you are doing good deeds.
而是看你家门口有没有这羔羊的血。
But to see if you have the blood of the lamb on your doorframe.
我们起来读二十九节。
Let us read verse 29.
到了半夜，耶和华击打了埃及地所有投生的，就是从做宝座的法老，直到被囚的人。以及一切投生的牲畜。
At midnight, the Lord struck down all the firstborn in Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh, who sat on the throne, to the firstborn of the prisoner, who was in the dungeon, and the firstborn of all the livestock as well.
这是一个非常悲惨的景象。
This is a truly tragic scene.
圣经告诉我们，那一夜的埃及地遍地都是哭声。
In the Bible, it tells us at that night.There are crying all over Egypt.
这里呢，这个希伯来文用这个两极的一个修饰手法呢，说这个最高贵的法老和这个囚徒家里的头生的都被击打了，就是说所有埃及地的各个家的头生的都被杀死了。
In here, the Bible says that from the Pharaoh on the throne to the prisoner to all the livestock, where it says everyone in Egypt have been struck.
我在想，如果法老他在这个头几灾还比较轻的这个灾降下来的时候，他就不要硬着心，他就允许这个希伯来人离开，他就顺服耶和华，会不会情况不一样
？Sometimes I wonder if the Pharaoh haven't hardened his heart in the first few plagues and let Israelites leave, wouldn't this all be avoided？
所以很多时候，神在提醒我们的时候。我们不要死扛，不要坚持到最后，面对一个更严重的后果。
So many times when God is warning us, let us not hold, stay fast to our salt and face the devastating consequence.
一起来读四十二节。
Now let us read verse 42.
这夜是耶和华的守夜之夜，为领出他们离开埃及而守的。这夜应当是以色列众子孙守给耶和华的夜。
Because the Lord keep vigils at night to bring them out of Egypt. On this night, all the Israelites are to keep vigil to honor the Lord for the generations to come.
这个地方呢，其实提到两个守夜。
In here, it mentioned two vigils.
其实第一个呢，是以色列人，他们这晚上没有睡觉，他们警醒，他们守夜。
First is that the Israelites keep vigil and stay alert.
第二个呢，其实这个经文这一节经文最开始讲的呢是耶和华这晚上没有睡觉，他非常的警醒，他在守望着这些以色列人。
And second, that is the Lord keep vigil, stay alert, and watch over the Israelites.
其实本来耶和华神是不用睡觉的。
That is originally the Lord doesn't need to sleep.
但是在这里特别的。经文用一个拟人化的修辞手法来表示神对他的子民的关心和守望。
But in here, especially said it this way, to express that Lord is really caring for his people.
我们一起来看这个希伯来书的九章二十二节，这里说按着律法， 凡物差不多都是用血洁净的，若不流血，罪就不得赦免了。
Now let us read Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. In fact, the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness.
因这羔羊他的代替性的死，他流的血。
Because the lamb's substitutionary death and the blood shed.
因着耶稣基督他代替性的死和他所流的血。
Because of Jesus Christ's substitutionary death and blood shed.
当我们口中认这个耶稣基督是救世主，是我的救主和我人生的主。
We recognize that Jesus Christ is the Lord and our source of salvation.
当我们心里也同样相信的时候，这个血呢，就涂抹在我们的身上，作用在我们的生命里。
When we have faith in that, the blood of Jesus Christ will take effect on us.
我们来看看今天我们学习到三点功课。
Now let's see the three-point summary.
第一条呢是这个无瑕的羔羊是救赎的条件。
First, we see that the spotless lamb is a condition of redemption.
只有完美无瑕的才能代替有罪的。
Only the perfectly blameless can substitute for the guilty.
就像一个罪人没有办法代替另外一个人罪人。
That is, one sinner cannot come in substitute for the other sinner.
只有耶稣基督，他尽管这个经历了人一切的苦难，而且呢，他受过试探。但是没有犯罪。
Only Jesus Christ, who have experienced all the sufferings of a man, and have been tempted and yet have never sinned.
只有他才可以代替罪人付上这样的罪的代价。
Only he can come in substitute for this guilty.
第二点，我一见那血就越过你们。
The second point, when I see the blood, I will pass over you.
这个是称义的一个根基。
This is a ground of justification.
神所看见的是这个羔羊的血，而不是你今天的感受，或者说是你的好行为。
What God sees is the blood, not your feelings today.
这是我们的救赎呢，一个很坚固、最坚固的一个锚，是把我们的这个救赎呢，能够定立在那里的。
That is our redemption's firmest anchor.
我们第三点呢，我们纪念这个塑造身份、叙事成就的传承。
The third point, that is us in memorial that shapes the identity.
神告诉我们呢，这个逾越节呢，要世世代代成为一个定例。
That God have commanded us the Passover is to be celebrated for generations to come.
以色列人呢，他们庆祝这样一个逾越节，他们宰杀羔羊。
When the Israelites celebrate the festival, they slaughtered the lamb.
耶稣告诉我们要领受圣餐，要用这个饼和杯来纪念耶稣基督替代性的这样的死。
Jesus Christ tells us that we will observe the Holy Communion, use the bread and the cup.
这样的仪式呢，不只是回顾历史。
These memorials is not only to look back on history.
而是要将每一代人呢都带入到这样的救赎的故事里面。
But to bring each generation into the redemption story.
那么到了最后呢，我想问大家。
Now come to the end, I want to ask everyone.
神看见的是那个血，而不是你今天的感受。
What God sees is the blood, not your feelings today.
那个血，你有没有涂在你生命的门框上？
Has that blood been applied to the doorpost of your life?
耶稣基督在2000年前已经为我们死了。
Jesus Christ has already died for us 2000 years ago.
但是你有没有让他的这样的死能够标记在你的生命上？
But have you allowed his death to mark your life?
到了最后呢，我们一起来背诵一节经文。
At end, let us memorize a verse.
出埃及记12章13节，我们一起来读三遍，三遍之后有考试。
Exodus chapter 12, verse 13. Let us read these three times together, and there will be a test afterwards.
这血要在你们所住的房屋上做记号。我一见那血就越过你们。我击打埃及地的时候，灾殃必不临到你们身上灭你们。 这鞋要在你们所住的房屋上做记号。我一见那鞋，就越过你们。我击打埃及地的时候，灾殃必不临到你们身上，灭你们。这鞋要在你们所住的房屋上做记号。我一见那鞋，就越过你们。我击打埃及地的时候，灾殃必不临到你们身上，灭你们。
The blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. No destructive plague will touch you when I strike Egypt. The blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. No destructive plague will touch you when I strike Egypt.
有一点点长，大家准备好了吗？可以向旁边的人背诵出来。
It is a little lengthy. Is everyone ready? You can recite it to the person next to you.
好的，大家背得很好。我们一起来做一个结束的祷告。
Very well, everyone did excellent. Now let's make the ending prayer.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
Dear Abba Father,
谢谢你啊，你让我们能够来到你的面前，向你献上我们一切的感谢和赞美。
Thank you for allowing us to come in front of you to praise you.
我们不配啊，不配被称作你的儿女，但是你让啊耶稣基督的宝血洁净了我们，让我们可以。重新的成为你的儿女。
We are unworthy to be called your child, and yet you let Jesus Christ's blood to clean us, so that we can come close to you.
感谢你，你让你的独生子降世为人为我们死在十字架上，也带着我们一同复活。
Thank you that you let Jesus Christ die on the cross.
为你再一次的让耶稣的宝血来遮盖我们。
May you once again let the precious blood of Jesus Christ be over us.
因为不在乎我们的感受如何，也不在乎我们的这个，不在乎我们有没有好好读经祷告，有没有做好事，而是你看见那个宝血在我们的身上，你就称我们为义。
Because you don't see how we feel, or if we have observed the proper actions. That is only when you see the blood and you call us righteous.
谢谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
Thank you, Lord. The child's pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.